With SRN News, I'm Jeremy House in Washington. President Biden says he had a long and private conversation with Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu today. Mr. Biden says he did not ask for a ceasefire in Gaza. This after Israeli strikes flattened two Gaza homes, killing more than 90 Palestinians. Also on SRNnews.com, with the Israel-Hamas war still raging, one American businessman has just returned from the Holy Land, marveling at the strength and resilience of Israelis he met. Clem Boyd, an executive with Infinity Concepts, a Christian public relations agency based in Pittsburgh, tells the Jerusalem news site AllIsrael.com that Israelis have great faith in their future.
There's fortitude and resilience. They have hope. We visited Rambam Hospital. They've built three floors underground so they can care for patients. The president of the hospital, he showed us a video before we wrapped up our tour, and it was their game plan for advancing the hospital to even greater things in the year 2065. Talk about your hope. That was amazing.
Boyd adds his group traveled to many war-torn communities in Israel and found the same spirit of optimism and resolve among men and women still grappling with the results of Hamas terror attacks on October 7th. House Select Committee on the Chinese Communist Party Chairman Mike Gallagher says there's now direct evidence Chinese officials accessed U.S. information on TikTok.
We now have direct evidence of Chinese government officials accessing a product that hosts secret TikTok information, something TikTok CEO swore he had no evidence of when he testified before Congress earlier this year.
Gallagher's comments were aired on X, formerly known as Twitter. And six Turkish soldiers have been killed in clashes with Kurdish militants in northern Iraq. This is SRN News. A new poll asks people of faith about the southern border.
The Public Religion Research Institute reports that white evangelical Protestants are the most likely to support the use of physical deterrence to keep illegal immigrants from entering the U.S. 74% like the idea. 58% of white mainline Protestants and 56% of white Catholics agree. By contrast, only one-third of religiously non-affiliated people favor physical barriers, followed by 25% of black Protestants. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
A growing number of public school teachers have been caught moonlighting in adult businesses, and courts may soon have to decide whether school systems can fire them for doing so. Two Missouri high school English teachers were recently caught on OnlyFans. Critics point out that it would be possible for the teachers' students to view them on that website and others. Employers generally have wide latitude to terminate employees. This is SRN News. A Congressional Oversight Committee has launched an investigation into the V-22 Osprey program.
It follows a deadly crash in Japan which killed 8 Air Force Special Operations Service members. The entire Osprey fleet remains grounded following the November 29th crash, with the exception of some limited Marine Corps flights. More than 50 U.S. service members have died in Osprey crashes over the lifespan of the program. 20 of those deaths occurred in 4 crashes over the last 20 months. The Osprey is a fast-moving airframe that can fly both like a helicopter and an airplane, but its many crashes have led critics to warn it has fatal design flaws. Keith Peters reporting.
Proposals for new and improved sports stadiums are proliferating across the U.S. and could come with a hefty price tag for taxpayers. This past year alone, roughly a dozen Major League Baseball and National Football League franchises are taking steps to building new stadiums. More details at SRN News.